This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora koutou and welcome.
You've stumbled onto Fix It Up Waitaha,
brought to you by the Ecan Youth Rōpū, empowering young people across the plains.
If you're passionate about a gorgeous environment, get ready for a killer show. Kia ora, Puffy. How was your day?
The weather is beautiful. I don't know who's listening to this, but right now it's finally feeling like spring, and I am overjoyed to hear it. I've had exams for the past few days. Mock season for everyone in high school, and the day has been beautiful.
Question of the week, would you go to Mars?
Am I under the impression that School Staff for Climate has just had their Stop Space Waste protest? I don't know how that fits into that, but that rings a bell. We're actually speaking to them later today. But would I go to Mars? It's a tough one. I think that for research purposes, some other people would be amazing to go to Mars. Myself, I don't think I would, which is maybe a strange one. What about you?
Depends on the job they've got there for me. Like, if I could terraform it, if I could change the planet to be more sustainable, that would be cool. Like, livable, that'd be awesome. But I'd have to live on Mars and there's no ocean, there's no water, so, you know, probably not.
I have another question. Recently, I've been watching a video on all the different art and communications that humans have sent to space in the hopes of finding intelligent life, which is an interesting conversation. But if you had a chance to project whatever you wanted out to space, what would you send to give people the ultimate picture of humanity?
A TV remote. I think it's a pretty good one. But no, Doritos. If we want to be friends with them, I think a good bag of Doritos would be a pretty good share, you know, share it around. Welcome to our cool culture.
Do you say that genuinely? Because you know that in the late 1900s, people had this chance. A random group of five people had a chance to send whatever they wanted out to space, and they sent a Doritos ad.
Well, see?
I was confused when I heard that. And you know what? This is it. This is the point.
I don't know. Do we want to meet aliens? That's the big thing. Because aliens are, if they can hear us, they're definitely more advanced.
People have definitely tried to create systems where, like, look, it's the aliens talking to us, and not recognizing the fact that maybe it would take 25,000 years for things to even communicate. So it's interesting. Are we alone in the universe? Are we not alone in the universe?
What would you send?
I really loved the art that they sent. I loved the way that people have been trying to have this conversation of what do you send in order to best represent humanity, and lots of the solutions to that have been like, well, let's just send our art, let's send a depiction of who we are and see. One knows.
And so in local news, Poppy, I hear the recruitment of the Youth Rōpū. There we go, got it. Youth Rōpū is open. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
Yes, media segment, everyone, just to take this opportunity. This podcast is under the Ecan Youth Rōpū, which is a group of young people aged 16 to 24, interested in the environment, interested in civics, which is government stuff, and keen to make a change. We have our recruitment open. It has been open since the 23rd of August, and it will be open until the 23rd of October. Find more information in our website and on our Instagram at Ecan Youth Rōpū, or you can email us through there as well, send us a message, because it is an amazing, amazing opportunity. I've loved it.
But also, you get to meet Poppy, which is awesome. She's an amazing person. And you get to meet me. So maybe don't come if you don't want to. That's cool. But anyway.
No self-degradation here. We would love to have you all involved. And if you have ideas that you want to bring to life, come bring them, because this is
the place. It is. If you have ideas, if you want to do something new, come here. A year ago, me and Poppy, well, actually, I don't know about Poppy, but for me, I enjoyed the environment, but I didn't know too much how to get involved. And now I'm doing a radio show. It's awesome.
In the past year, we've done some amazing things. We have selected two youth members with full voting rights for the Environment Canterbury Regional Leadership Climate and Community Resilience Committee, which is a big mouthful. That means that these two young people have full rights on this committee to make big changes throughout Canterbury. That is the lovely Ellis and Oscar from the Rōpū. And we've gotten this thing started. We've also taken 9 young people up to Wellington for 3 days to participate in the Festival for the Future convention. Lots of other things. We do plantings. We do all of that. So come along, because it's really, really incredible. And I think you'll love it. find more info in the description. Yeah. You had some positive climate news for us, River.
Yeah, so everyone loves a good animal story, I'm assuming. I do, at least. And in Africa, 2,000 rhinos have been bought up by a conservation group, which represents 15% of the population of white rhinos. Their plan is to now reintroduce 500 rhino to different places, which is incredible because that's going to provide new genetic stock. It's going to revitalize the population. The only problem they're having now is that they've got the rhinos, but they don't have the space.
500 white rhinos.
So this millionaire in South Africa wanted to flood the market with ivory by creating an intensively bred rhino farm. But then everyone was like, nah, man, you can't do that legally. So he's selling them off to a national charity. So instead of them being farmed, they're going to be released into the wild.
A win for the world. Yeah. This is really good news. Now, School Strike for Climate's Climate Action Week is coming up from the 18th to the 24th of September. Te Kaupapa o Te Wiki is to tautoko the 10 demands of climate shift focused around three key goals: to reduce emissions reduction, support frontline communities, and restore rewilding of nature. They have a bunch of fantastic events that you can go along to from the 18th, which you can find on their Instagram. I have that open in front of me. This includes stuff like a 70s and 80s themed bike ride on Friday the 22nd, a climate march on Saturday the 23rd, and a climate action campus market on the 24th. And you've just interviewed them, River. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, so I interviewed Lucia and Aurora from School Strike for Climate, and they are amazing people, really interesting, really knowledgeable, amazing, fun people who have planned all this stuff. And there's only like 7 of them, I believe, in the whole group. And they've been doing this since 2019. They're doing amazing work, really raising awareness. Also chose a great tune to come, 101 FM, kind of fitting, I think, for a radio show, by Little Sims. Don't worry, it is clean for all of you mothers out there, so it's fine. enjoy the next few minutes. Mad. Mad. When me and Avelino used to make tracks, live and die in the LDN and ends is mad. Trappers and a whole family in the same damn flat. Eve trying to get a salary while Adam out here licking shots to the cats. Don't let Shibs on a Friday pulling up a J-Bob's gas. 2-2 gal getting moved by a 2-2 man. Come off the decks if you can't mix, it's not happening. More time gunshots in the air like bat, 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 bat. Mad. Book smart with the bars, but I never learned that from school. 16 doing out radio sets, I'm spinning up all them fools. Times I would get home late to my mum's crib. Simbi, who you with? What have you done? Where have you been? Tears in my eyes, real tears when Ken got nicked. Taught everyone apart, but the law don't give two shits. Just another black boy in a system, do a time and bin. But he had a heart full of gold, good intent with a smile so big. He did. Used to have dreams of getting out of flats. Playing PS2, Crash Bandicoot, Mortal Kombat. I master my flow like Dizzy and Buster. And one day buy a from a roster. Sticking down baby hairs way before Insta. Times when I had a diamond in my chain, all for one little pose in a picture. Year 11 when I started putting them trees in Rizla. And tip that fell off in this thing, nah, we don't miss ya. Nah, we don't. But sometimes you have to go missing. Hoping, praying and wishing. Now I'm doing lots of mad things, doing up big things. Still I'm in ends when I pass you juniors, planting ready on sight. When I walk in, Wayne shouts out, yo, walk on sistering. Killing with flows, one by one, never killing with bold. Sims is the only one in a job. It's bait, everyone in London knows. Still not, they don't wanna give no props, but life's good when you make this much dough. I'm laid back, I'm good, I'm easy. Old school moves too damn easy. In my Air Force One, new era hat. Then PS2, Crash Bandicoot, Mortal Kombat. Used to bunt train and dip the conductor. Now I can buy all your petting from a roster. Bear tings. We used to have dreams of getting out of flats. Ooh, we did. Bus rides to the studio just to make tracks. PC1, I master my flow, Laluda and Kano. True. Arts new and recent, them man. Trust me, they know. Listening to new sounds of Little Sims. Little Slims. This is 101 FM. We're live at ya. Top of the flats.
With me today is Lucia and Aurora from School Strike for Climate. How are you guys going?
Kia ora. I'm good, thank you. Though busy, I've been trying to study for my science mock exam this week. Not fun, but nah, I'm good.
Yeah, good. Getting ready for the Climate Action Week, so feeling pretty busy, coming up to some other actions as well. But yeah, excited to be on here.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the Climate Action Week?
Yeah, sure. So it's centred around the 23rd of September. I'm not sure what those dates add up to. It'd be 18th to 24th, I think. Mm-hmm. But it's essentially a national coordinated week of action on the climate. Obviously, we're coming up to the national election, and it's very clear with the intensity of extreme weather events we're experiencing around the globe that climate change is really a key issue that needs to be taken seriously this election. And so for this week, School Strike for Climate Otatahi is calling on all political parties to commit to Climate Shift's 10-point plan. And we're doing that through a range of activities throughout the week.
Yes. So we're doing lots of things. We've got a couple of actions planned. We have a rubbish cleanup at the estuary on Thursday. We've got the strike. We've got a fun little sustainable market at the Climate Action Campus on the Sunday. And the main event is, of course, the strike on the Saturday.
Especially after Cyclone Gabrielle, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've seen the devastation that climate change can cause. You know, rising temperatures cause more extreme weather events and cause the kind of devastation we saw with Cyclone Gabrielle, with the Auckland flooding, things like that. And it's clear that lives have already been lost, and we are only seeing a fraction of the kind of devastation that we're probably going to see. I mean, a recent report by scientists reckon a conservative estimate, to go suddenly quite heavy on you all, is that around 1 billion people could die of climate change.
Wow. Okay.
So in light of that, which was just dropped, that fact was dropped on me by another activist during a meeting, and it really put into perspective what we're doing here. Why aren't all politicians scrambling to do everything that they can to mitigate this disaster, to reduce our emissions, mm-hmm. and to future-proof our country?
With knowing, like, 1 billion people are going to die, how do you guys sleep at night? Like, that is insane.
Well, Aurora dropped that on me in the weekend. I don't know the statistics, but I'm honestly not surprised. Like, I don't know. It's horrific, but I already knew climate change is horrific. So, but having a statistic to it is important to make sure, to get that into people's heads. But I feel like the School Strike for Climate kids, we're all real bubbly, and we have fun planning out events and stuff, but we have these facts always on our minds, and because we're in this kind of environment where we're around other activists and always hearing about these horrible facts and knowing what the true situation is, yeah, it's always on our minds, and so we're always left shocked by the level of ignorance by the general public, which obviously is not to a level people's faults, because that's how you're raised, that's how I was raised. We're not aware of these things, but that's what we're trying to push. That's why we want people at our march. That's all of that is because, yeah.
Mm. So and not just the general public as well. When you're aware of facts like that, like the statistic about a conservative estimate of 1 billion people dying from climate change possibly in the future, when you look at that statistic and then you turn around and you look at the news and you see headlines like the National Party producing a new plan to create loads more roading infrastructure, or taking money away from the climate fund, or
oh my God.
or reversing the ban on offshore oil and gas exploration. It's just the level of cognitive dissonance you have to kind of experience as a politician who is clear. You must be aware of these things. You know, you've got research teams and you've got people. You're up to date with the current kind of climate facts. To be willfully ignorant of those things and to continue to push short-term electoral politics and to continue to push things that are going to get you cheap votes over what is actually going to be beneficial to New Zealanders, which is climate action. It's a really a new low.
Yeah, wow, that's intense. And speaking of ignorance, is there anything further than that? Like, do you guys get a lot of backlash, a lot of violence? Do you guys get any of that? Or
there's a few crazies around, but but do we? Aurora would know.
We've had a bit of kind of threat in the past when we were setting up for marches because they coincided with some conspiracy theorists gathering. And so, you know, we were assembling our stage and setting up our microphones, and there was a bunch of people going, Jacinda is an alien, and climate change is made by the chemtrails and things like that, which was a bit unsettling. But yeah, I think the main stuff that we come up against is people saying, oh, it doesn't matter, it doesn't make any difference, or it's pointless, and you're just sort of entitled children who know nothing about the world. And the reality is, protest works. We've seen this throughout history. We've seen if you can get the people out in the streets and keep calling for things in an effective way, you can make politicians, you can make MPs listen to you.
And you have to do something
yeah.
as well. As a kid, what is there to do? Like, yeah, you have to do something.
Yeah, we can't vote. We can't, you know, there's many ways that we can't make our voices heard, but striking is one way that we can get that across. And we do, striking gives us that opportunity to make ourselves heard in ways that we might not otherwise be. Like, for example, I recently hopped onto, News Hub TV, and I got to ask a question directly to the national transport spokesperson, and that my voice wouldn't have been taken into consideration if I wasn't speaking on behalf of School Strike for Climate. So it is a powerful platform.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it gets you into all kinds of networking with the people who do all these environmental things. It's really cool. Like, I only just became part of School Strike for Climate at the beginning of this year, and I've always been aware of climate change and always been very worried about it, but I hadn't really been doing anything about it. But just from being in School Strike from the very beginning of this year, I feel like I've met all kinds of awesome activists and people from Green Party, and like, you get heaps of opportunities like this, like cool things that I would never have otherwise had.
It's very reassuring to find a community of people who feel so strongly about these issues in the same way that you do. After kind of dealing with the apathy of so many people of the general public, it's really nice to embed yourself into that community and realise that there are people who care and who want to make a change.
100%. Like, I was surprised to know that even 7 kids of Christchurch were dedicated enough to climate change action that they would go to a meeting every week. Like, that's the kind of vibe you get from everyone on how unthought upon it is. Yeah, so it's really a relief to be within a community of people who are like-minded.
100%. And coming up, I believe the Aerospace Conference. Is that right? Aerospace Conference is coming up. And I heard you guys are doing protests or supporting protests.
So School Strike for Climate, Ototahi, is coming out in support of an activist group called Stop the Space Waste, who's organising a protest against the Aerospace Summit that's coming up in Christchurch. And a lot of people from the general public don't think critically about the aerospace industry or the military and its actions and their impact on the climate and their impact on human rights. But in reality, the aerospace industry is incredibly polluting. It's really not what we should be focusing our energy and our resources and our government funding onto, considering the devastation of the climate crisis that we should really be channeling our energy and funding into, compared with launching military satellites up into space. And the Aerospace Summit is sponsored by, sponsored directly by, and also funded indirectly through Rocket Lab, by the American weapons company, Lockheed Martin. Lockheed Martin, who's very infamous for their long list of war crimes on behalf of the American military. And Stop the Space Race and School Strike for Climate, also the Tahi, think that that's unacceptable. We shouldn't be hosting those companies in our city. We shouldn't be taking their blood money to boost our economy. And actually, we should be focusing our funding and our energy and our creativity and engineering creativity into dealing with the climate crisis and not the aerospace industry.
So I recently heard in the news that the first people for climate action were imprisoned in Aotearoa.
It's pretty monumental news, yeah, and pretty concerning. The first imprisonments for climate action have just happened a couple days ago, and it's really not getting the media attention that it deserves. So Rosemary and Jen from Restore Passenger Rail. Rosemary, I know her personally. She's a grandmother. She's a really passionate climate activist. Were arrested for peacefully protesting on a road up in Pornicky. And yeah, have been imprisoned for that, and they're awaiting their trial. And it's a really concerning shift, I think, in terms of the justice system, to be focusing on protesters trying to call attention to the climate crisis rather than
the climate crisis.
Yeah, the climate yeah. crisis and the climate criminals, the people who are polluting our country, who are causing emissions to rise higher. And yeah. Really should be concerning to anyone who's worried about government overreach, anyone who's concerned about freedom of action, freedom of protest, to see that these people's message gets furthered, that everyone's aware of their names. So yeah, we stand with Rosemary and Jen.
I'm sorry to hear that about your friend.
So, last thing, you've heard all these tragic facts, but do not worry, we are fun people, and that is why we organise fun strikes, like the strike we're going to have on the 23rd of September. It's at 1 p.m. It's at the Bridge of Remembrance. It's going to be fun. It's going to be important. And we want as many people there as possible. So please come.
And it's on a Saturday this time. So it's first day of the school holidays. So we really want a big turnout for this one. It's really important coming up to the election that we really show people how much we care.
Yep, you don't have to miss school. No excuses. Come along. We'll be excited to see everyone there.
Thank you guys for coming in. That's about all the time we have left. Thank you. You've been great to interview.
Thanks you. So much for and come us. Along to our strike, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Fix It Up Waitaha.
We'd love to hear what you're getting up to in your own spaces. Follow along or send us a message at Ekan Uthropu on all social places. That's Ecan Uthropu. And listen again every second Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your audio.
And we hope you get out and do your part to fix it up.
Once upon a time, our Earth was fine, and it orbited harmlessly without a crime. But millions of years ago, humans